Lift your hand. Something is happening. Fire is flowing. He's laying his hands on somebody. He's laying his hands on somebody. He's laying his hands on somebody. He's changing the story of somebody. Ja-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya-ya. Lay your hands. Ma-sha-ba-da-ga-la-ya-ya-ba-da-ya-da-sh. It's laying his hands on somebody. Lay your hands. That's right. It's happening right there. Lay your hands. Lay your hands. Yes. Lay your hands. Lay your hands. Lay your hands. Thank you, Master. There is a turnaround encounter. Father, who is that person? A turnaround encounter. The power of God is coming around you. And literally, Shibaraga, Daga, Laga, Yaga, Daga, Yaga, give you a turnaround just physically right now. That's right. A turnaround encounter is happening. That's right. That's right there. Yes. Yes, that's right. Another one. Leparada zina gala yadada. Ekedida liparita sita lita rita. Rishi pele yeti sita lini. Lo shida yadada. Ikete labada yagadi yadahash. Leda yadada. Lord, I'm in need of your hands on me today. Some chains just got broken. Thank you, Master. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. In a climate like this, anything is possible. I heard that there was a lady here while we were taking the testimony of the woman with the neck situation. Suddenly something happened to her.
It's the fever.
And lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands. Lay your hands on me. Help out there. Oh, Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands. Managaya dagalala.
Our sister Favor said a couple of days ago she fell in her house where she lives and sprained this left shoulder joint. It was very swollen, went for medical attentions. She came into service with that pain. Couldn't lift that hand. Couldn't lift the shoulder. But while the senior pastor relayed the testimony of the lady that was shared in the first and second service, the lady with the neck issue, she said she felt a cold sensation rush through that left hand, and all of a sudden she collapsed under power, realized there was no single pain in that shoulder anymore, and she can do exactly what you see her do, which she couldn't do before now.
Testimonies have the capacity of reproduction. The testimony of that man whose death was interrupted is producing another testimony. The meaning is you cannot die before your time. Everyone appointed to death, the death is canceled. Step over here. And everything that is dead in your life is resurrected. Thank you, Master.
I see the Lord high and lifted, and His strength filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, with each one having 6 wings all around them.
I see the Lord high and lifted, and His strength filled the temple. Above it filled the seraphims, with each one having 6 wings all around them. And then I said, woe is me, for I am undone. And then I said, woe is me, for I am undone. Please look on. Bless me, make me ready for your ways. This is your call.
Bless me, make me ready for your use. Please with your call.
Bless me, make me ready for your use. Please with your call.
Bless me, make me ready.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14.
Make me ready for your use.
Bless me, God. Bless me. Make me ready for your use.
Start from verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Understanding the fear of the Lord, part 3. Understanding the fear of the Lord. The objective of this teaching this morning is basically what it is. Understanding the fear of the Lord. We said earlier on that there are many who love God, but not everybody who loves God fears God. Many love God, but not many fear God. We said the love of God can cause you to make it to church. But it takes the fear of God to make it to heaven. It is possible to make it to church and not be able to make it to heaven.
There are many who claim to be in the service of God, but they do not live in the fear of God. They are serving God, but they don't live in the fear of God. The service of God will guarantee blessedness on the earth, because you shall serve the Lord and he shall bless your bread and your water. But it is the love of God that guarantees blessedness in eternity. It guarantees blessedness in eternity, for all eternity. Bad news is that it is possible to be blessed on the earth and miss heaven. That was why he said, some people will say, we prophesied in your name, cast out devils in your name, and he will tell them, I know you not. It's possible to be known in church and be unknown in heaven. Question is, what is the fear of God about? The fear of God, identified some things today, and we may not be able to go into all of them now, but two basic things I'll be saying in this service. The fear of God is existence. It is existence with the eternal consequence. Existence with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. Existence with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. Ecclesiastes 12:14, we read it. It says, for God shall bring into judgment every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. When you live with the fear of God, you are conscious of the fact that the actions you take in this world have consequences after this life. They have consequences. Some time ago, I was counseling a man on a particular situation. And after I gave him the counsel I felt was scriptural, he insisted on a particular course of action. And I told him one thing. I said, what you want to do, you can go ahead and do it, provided you can defend it before God. That's when you meet God, you convince him that it was compulsory for you to sack your wife and take another one. And God will say, okay, I am convinced. That you needed to change your date of birth to get a job, since your age was too much, and that is what they do in Nigeria. Then God will say, okay, I'm convinced. It's true. You needed that job. Go ahead and do it if God can be convinced. So you exist with consequence consciousness. Eternal consequence consciousness. It's not as if you are a perfect person. It's just that you are conscious. Am I communicating? You know, not that you are, that is, you don't make any mistake. You don't have any fault. You are just conscious that this that I have done or I'm doing or that I plan to do is wrong. You know, in the military, especially when people commit some very blatant offense, you don't come and be begging. When you are planning to commit the offense, you plan also to commit the to serve the you the plans go together. And the offense and the punishment, as you are planning the offense, you are also preparing for the punishment. That is, you made up your mind that this will be the outcome and then you are ready to face it. Am I communicating? That is what happens when people live in the fear of the law. You are consequence conscious. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This lie I am telling now, I will answer for it one day. This fraud I am committing, I will answer for it one day. These monies I am stealing or diverting, I will answer for it before a judge that cannot be bribed, that cannot be compromised, that will not share the money. Very important. The fear of the Lord. You are living with eternity in view. You are in the world, but you are living with eternity in view. You are living with the consciousness that how you live on the earth affects where you will end in eternity. How you live on the earth affects where you will end in eternity. You live with that consciousness. Look at that road safety man. If not for God's intervention, he would have appeared in eternity on the spot. He would have appeared. I think somebody has testified about resurrection from the dead in the first service. A woman. That one was even going to go to hell if not for God's mercy. Do you remember the testimony?
It was kidney failure.
Yes.
And she was dead in National Hospital.
Kidney failure and she was?
Dead in National Hospital.
Dead.
And she was already proceeding to eternity. And an angel of the Lord came and met her. And there were two. One was ready to allow her to continue. But the second one said, you did something in your office that was wrong. And she remembered exactly what she did wrong. And she was asked to go back. And she came up, she came around again in the ward.
You did something in your... That's this morning, first service, the woman testified. You did something in your office that was wrong. The meaning is, if I allow you to go, it is hell you are going. Go back.
And the angels had to help her pass over
a ditch. And there was a wide ditch that even on the way back that was difficult to cross.
Had to cross, yes.
That the angel had to assist her to pass over, to return back to life, because if she followed how she was going, it was hell she was going. We have had three resurrection, two today, people. And then she said, she has now become a full member of the church, she's planted now and so on. So you live, even though we are on the earth, we live with eternity in view. Very important. You did something in your office. She remembered on the spot. It's okay. Go back. You remember Mrs. Kate Agbo from Enugu, who testified at the last night vigil? We prayed for her in the year of 2002, right? And she was healed of a breast cancer. About 14 years later, then she got another situation with her pancreatic cyst. And then she went into surgery. And in the middle of that surgery, oxygen finished. Everything happened. Next thing, she saw herself out of her body. The body was on the operation table. And there she was going. And know what she said? Let me go to this new Jerusalem and rest first. Let me just rest. It's enough. All this problem on the earth is enough. And then a mighty angel stood with a sword on his side and said, where do you think you are going? Say, I'm going to New Jerusalem. He said, yeah. Look at the person that you are holding in your heart still. Look at this other person you are holding tight in bitterness. Look at this other person. And she said even at the operation table, she vowed that if she returned from the operation, she would deal with those people. When she returned. Look at this person you are holding in your heart. Look at this person you are holding. Look at this other person. If not for the prayer of your children, and for the prayer of the brethren, and for the prayer of your pastor, I would have allowed you to continue going where you think you are going. I'm sure you know where she is to go. If not for the prayer, I would have allowed you to keep going, and then you will know where, you will see where you will end. Go back. She has seen her there. Go back and tell everybody the danger of bitterness. And go and release the people. Is God speaking to somebody here? I don't know why God is speaking in this direction to us today. But it is existence with the consciousness of the consequence of life's action. Finally, second point, which is number 6 for today. The fear of God is existence with the consciousness of the terror of the Lord. 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 Paul the Apostle said, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Since we know that we are dealing with a God that is not chicken, we convince, we try to put people under pressure to change. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. Knowing the terror of the Lord, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, we persuade men, we persuade men, change your life, change your character, change your behavior. Because you are dealing with a God, a terrible God, knowing the terror of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 28 all the way to verse 29. He said, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Why? For our God is a consuming fire. It's not refrigerator water. Is consuming fire. He's not a God to be toyed with. He was the God who changed his face for Moses. Moses, his friend. When he said, Moses, speak to the rock, and Moses struck the rock. And he told Moses, for this that you have done, you will only see the promised land, you will not enter. Moses said, do you mean it? After 40 years, Moses said, oh God, I have suffered in this wilderness with these people. 40 solid years. Sir, please permit me to enter this land which you helped me to bring the people out of Egypt from. And he said, don't talk to me on this matter anymore. The chapter is closed. Gather yourself together and go to the top of the mountain Abarim. Take a look at that land. You will only see it. You can't enter. Because you failed to honor me when I asked you to honor me. In front of the children of Israel, I told you to speak to the rock. You smote the rock. You disobeyed me. You will not enter. Hi. Can my friend be angry with me like this? Don't talk to me on this matter anymore. No wonder. After many, many years, Bible said, Satan resisted the body of Moses. I believe that was Jude, verse 9 or thereabout. Until the archangel Michael had to come with the righteousness of God and say, the Lord rebuke you. I'm sure maybe it was at the time of the mountain of transfiguration. When God wanted to present Moses and Elijah. And Satan came and said, where are you taking Moses to? Say, what are you talking about? He said, oh, yes. If Moses was not qualified to enter promised land on earth, what makes him qualified to enter heaven? He said, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Even the Lord that is Yet Mark, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he, as he disputed about the body of Moses, does not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. That is, Satan was contending the body of Moses. Where do you think you are going? Because the consuming fire said, don't speak to me on this matter. See, we live in the consciousness of the terror of the Lord. Do you know what that means? It is the refusal to be over familiar with God. You refuse to be familiar with God. That's the fear of God. You are not familiar. You refuse. You refuse to take God for granted. That is what the popular gospel preaching tries to do these days. Anything you do, you go to heaven. Oh, no, no. Your sins are forgiven before you ever committed them. Grace, 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 grace. You refuse to take God for granted. You refuse to be over familiar with God. Oh yes, you know he's a very, very loving father. But you also know that he's a very, very tough father. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. He said, behold, both the severity, the goodness, and the severity of God. Ah, the kindness and the toughness of God. He has the two together. Goodness and severity. Loving but fierce. God of mercy, God of judgment. My children say they enjoy the loving, gentle, kind, humorous, exciting, excited, excitable daddy. But they don't want to see an offended daddy. Because you two don't want to see it. It's tempered together. You two don't want to see. Don't want to see. Even my wife don't want to see. There's a time she comes into my prayer room in the morning and the countenance is like sun. And she returns back in reverse. To be continued later. God made us in his image. He is worse than that. So merciful. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Oh, my daughter. Oh, my son. I love you. Oh, I will do everything for you. Then you persistently traumatize him. He reaches out to you and you run away continuously until mercy expires. Especially when time is over. You say, Lord, have mercy. You say, no. Mercy does not happen on this side of eternity. Mercy happens on the other side. The line is drawn. Earth, mercy, eternity, judgment. Hallelujah. Time, mercy, eternity, judgment. Earth, mercy. The other side, judgment. You will not miss it. I said you will not miss it. Anybody say an amen, say louder, amen. What are the things that will provoke the fear of God in our hearts? Number one is the knowledge or the revelation of the Lord. When a person has an encounter with God and you know the God you are serving, there is an impartation of the fear of that God. The only reason why a person doesn't fear God is because he doesn't know God. Hebrews 12, 28 to 29, where we read, he said, we will serve him acceptably with reverence and godly fear, provided we know him as a consuming fire. The knowledge of God, the true knowledge of God, is an impartation of reverence. The closer you get to God, the deeper you know God, the more you fear him. The more you fear him, the more you fear him. Number two,
is the activity of the Holy Spirit. The activity of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is called the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of the fear of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. Everywhere the Spirit of God is at work, the fear of the Lord flows. The Spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of the fear of the Lord. The Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Whatever makes you speak in tongues and yet you don't fear God, that tongue may be fake. Whatever makes you fellowship with the Holy Spirit and you don't fear God, that fellowship is not genuine. Number three is the judgments of God. When God manifests his judgment, people fear, they tremble. We saw Exodus chapter 14 verse 30 to 31. Where God saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. How he buried Pharaoh. And they saw their dead bodies on the shore. And the people feared the Lord. And believed the Lord and his servant Moses. There are people who will never fear God until some judgments happen. And in our nation, in your family, in your community, around you, some judgments are about to take place that will cause people to fear God. In this nation, in this land. And if you believe that, you will say a louder amen. Now chapter 5, verse 11. When Ananias and Sapphira were judged, fear came on the church. Fear came. Fear came. Fear came. And finally, number four is the wonders of God. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing in wonders? Hallelujah. Wonders provoke fearful praises. He does fearful things in praises that lead to wonders, and the wonders lead to fear. God shall bless us, and the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6. And the ends of the earth shall fear him. Somebody say a loud amen. The kind of testimony we heard about this woman just now. Neck healed. And God returned back the money to her bag. Fear him. Young man lined up by terrorists. Began to fire them, and the gun refused to answer because his mother is a covenant daughter, and that boy is on a scholarship from this church. The mother a widow, and we didn't invest money to train him so he can be wasted by killers. Terrorist head came the other day and said, "What happened? What charm did you use? Our gun couldn't fire that day, and it has not been able to fire till now." He says, "Jesus Christ." It's okay, I want to know that Jesus Christ. Fearful. Group of people kidnapped and taken into the bush. And this sister, she sat there singing, "You are always there to help.
You are always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you. I still have faith in your word that you are all. And she's singing. And now she finishes singing and opens her eyes. And she's sitting down, but not in the camp of the terrorists anymore. She's right on the Ore Benin Express Road, beside military checkpoint. Having evaporated from the midst of killers, she crystallized and found herself in safety. How can this be explained? I was trying to ask one of our staff the other day. I said, we need that girl who testified. We need her. We need to interview her and get the detail. And I said, no, it's my cousin. The person who testified is my cousin. So it's not a far-fetched testimony. It's my cousin. It's my cousin. It's his cousin. His cousin, my secretary's cousin. It's my cousin. Stand up on your feet. And you are always there to help. You're always there to help me, even when no one else was there. You are always there for me, even when I can't. Even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in you. But you are all. Lift your voice and sing. You are always there to help. You are all.
A song the choir sang in the first two services, what the Asafai sang, very powerful and impactful, created the climate of God's presence and move. But there was this song that we sang, it's a consecrational song, and I want third service to have the benefit of that song. While this song is going on, if you know you are in need of surrender to Jesus to have your sins forgiven and to have today mark a new day for you, you will just pick your Bibles and pick your bags. Say, Pastor, I have not had the fear of God like I should. And then you come forward all the way and you just go back, go on your knees as you surrender your life to Jesus. Let's go. Yes, God bless you. Keep coming.
Be on time, not to lag behind you, Lord, not
Again, Lord.
Lord, I want to do your will. Help me, Lord, to be on time. Not to lag behind you, Lord. Not to go ahead of you. Lord, I want to do your will.
Keep coming and surrender your life to Jesus.
Help me, Lord, to be on time. Not to lag behind you, Lord.
want to stay with me.
I just want to stay within your plans, Lord. I just want to stay within your plans, Lord. I just want to stay within your plans, Lord. Take me to the very center of your will.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I receive your touch, your healing, your freedom, liberty. I decree that today will be a turning point for me. Say, Jesus, come into my life, save me, make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive that grace. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I declare you free and whole in Jesus' name. That lady, stand up, let her come. That was the lady that came under power of the shopping mall yesterday. Come over here, sister. Now lift your hand, say, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. And today, you are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
I renounce
every covenant
I have entered into.
That I have entered into.
Knowingly or unknowingly. I reject
the hold of the enemy
of my life.
I receive
complete freedom
to serve Jesus
today. Thank you, Lord.
In
Jesus' name. Amen. You are free. In Jesus' precious name. Every remaining deposit of demons and satanic forces inside his body, your tenure expired. Out and return back no more in Jesus' precious name. You are well. Say, Jesus, thank you
for setting me free.
Amen. God bless you. What's your name?
My name is Priscilla.
All right, God bless you. Go ahead, give the Lord the praise.